Okay, Ion, I want to ask about the polarity of water.
Yes, of course.
And
first of all, wait.
Okay.
One second. Let's clean it up to start with right up. Here's where it goes off the rails. People don't know what polarity actually is, what it refers to, and what we're actually trying to say. So it's delightful, once again, that our Jenny Bell has got it straightened out right here for the right point of the flow to the show. Give us a working definition for polarization or polarity.
Okay, Merriam-Webster says that the definition of polarity is the quality or condition inherent in a body that exhibits opposite properties or powers in opposite parts or directions, or that exhibits contrasted properties or powers in contrasted parts or directions, the condition of having poles. It also says the particular state, either positive or negative, with reference to the two poles or to electrification.
From the proximity thereof. So polarity.
So let me say something, Ian. It's the end of the McLuhan week, beginning of the Windmills week, so in honor of that, I'll just say this. So, Jenny, what the dictionary doesn't point out is that in acoustic cultures, the polarity is not so black and white divided. It's more complementary. In the literate cultures, it becomes more divided and black and white. That's a key point to understand the cultural ground of the media of the day changes what polarity is. So in light of that, let's see what Ian says. Does he correct what I say?
No, Bob, we're going to include both. That's the reason we asked for the good hard definition, because you asked about the polarity of water. Okay, so now when you add Bob's definition to water, let's say you take the surface of water and you increase its surface, then you have now moved the polarity or the poles, the opposing conjunction of the poles of an electrification process. For example, if you take a deep pool and add electrical current to it, the ohmage would come out at blah, blah, blah. If you take a thin, large surface water, where the poles are the furthest away, you would have an ohmage that would almost be thrice that of deep water. Still waters run deep. So when you're looking at resistance from a polarity standpoint, because that's the only reason it would matter is from an ohmage standpoint, because that's the only way you would gauge it, unless you're burning. Water will burn, by the way, if you get it hot enough. It will burn. Because the polarity of the juice in water is specifically aligned to the atmosphere. That's why it goes into a gas, into water, into ice, and back and forth and up and down in its condition, whatever state that it's to, from the amount of capacity of a polarized space. Now, the vortices of water in a polarity in Bob's world is how much you can contain. How much water you can contain would be in Bob's definition. The containment, not polarity. Well, his definition of polarity would be the containment thereof in that space. Now, let's do the same thing conversation with, say, heavy water, like a deuterium. Now, that's going to be very different, you see. But it's a bit more caustic, a bit. But that's a representation of the shifting changes that are coming into your genre, into your world. Jenny, it brings it right up there, like just after the vile judgments, darling, before you got to the tiny book, the one that you ate up, or GQ did. Okay, right up to that point, there was this nebulous, we don't know place. Remember, before we got done with the churches, and we come right on up to the thunders, and then we come into the vile judgments. Right after that, there was this, like, before the harlots was brought out. Right before that, there was like a little gray space where you're not sure. That would be an example, a working example of polarity, because that's when the spaces are the furthest apart from the poles. Mm-hmm. Okay, that well, we had to bring that full circle because we're going somewhere after a while. And so we just, as always, God bless Jenny Almighty, we had to bring us all right back in to get set the stage marvelously. So now you had specific words after our definition of polarization and water, or polarized water, pole to pole.
Okay. One thing this says is, it says the polarity of water is caused by the uneven distribution of a cloud of electrons that are covalently shared between oxygen and hydrogen, right?
Right. That's the reason we laid out the surface. Wait. Now, that's the reason we laid out the difference between the deep water and the surface. The heavy tension, the surface tension. On the flat, the shallow water or spread out water, the surface tension is increased. That's why we did that way, to explain what you're fixing to bring forth. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, how does it happen that right now the way that the molecule of water is organized, it's got the hydrogens placed in a certain way, but isn't that going to have to become more malleable in order to create an unlimited potential for hydrogen?
Yeah, it does, but it's the same thing when we said the changing of the boiling point of water is going to drop, you see? That's going to change everything, too. Because what's happening is, let's say if water stays the same and the environment changes, then it's going to shift water as well. Because that surface tension alone would be affected by the outside environment. The same way water in a kiln would respond differently than water in an iceberg.
Okay, so, but because this is the watery planet, the water changing is what's going to change the environment for now.
Well, now, yeah, okay, maybe. We're going to see. Because it was very clear. You asked this question way back yonder when you was making the imperfect notes from Revelation, right? Where they had 1 foot on the land and 1 foot on the sea. Remember that big hootie-hoo? And Bob had a nervous breakdown. We thought we was going to have to bring the jaws to life. We for sure had to get some magnesium down. And it was pretty nasty. It was nasty. He didn't know which was up. And, oh, wait, don't get us started. We go 45 minutes on that in a minute. Worse than Rush Limbaugh. Can't get a sentence out for talking so much. Ain't that the way to go? All right. Anyhow, set that aside. Now, the thing comes into play of the shifting of the amount of hydrogen in this watery world that you proclaim. It's going to shift. It's already shifted several times. The crust and the mantle of this world reminds one of what Mercury used to be, except Mercury missed the step. Mercury missed the problem. There's ice on Mercury. There's water on Mercury. The surface tension of water on Mercury is very different than the water here because the environment's different. The center of Mercury is denser or larger or more vast as a core than your planet Earth and or Venus, which they kind of mirror each other a little bit. But there's more core in Mercury than there is in Earth or Venus. There's also water on Venus, okay? And that's where your negative pH is easily, readily found because they lost all their crust, all their mantle. That's why it's, say smaller. It's because they lost all their crust, the mantle out from around their core, okay? So that's important because now what's happening is Jean's having a nervous breakdown because she's running, typing 100 miles an hour, trying to figure out all that. But there's a lot of words. We've got to get the words out. I've got to get in. Lord, have mercy. This is another parallel. We've got to get the parallel because it's got to match things. Okay, turn the machine down. Got to go a little bit slower because you can't get it all. Got to get every word. All that's recorded. So then what happens is, I take a little breath. Now what you get to see the difference is how Mercury has changed over a moment, and how Earth is changing as we speak. Okay? Several things have come into play that make your question valid. You do realize six or so-ish years ago, if you're going to do a timed event, that question you're asking would never come up or never matter. Wouldn't make any difference. Water's water. There's no good water or bad water. There's only dirty water or clean water, you know. Ask GQ. He'll tell you more about that than you ever wanted to know about water, of course. But what's shifted is the way the radiation is applied and the way electron bonds are connected from a polarization process. For example, you can take a water in a reverse osmosis capacity to basically shock or reverse it in such a way to make the niceness fall out of the water. Sometimes you can add things that make things come out of that thing that was bound or bonded into the water. Except for arsenic, you have a little trouble getting arsenic out. It kind of hangs around a bit, you see. And in some of the fluoride particulates are more challenging. They're scrubbers. All the scrubbers in a surfactant always bond to your water side to make it softer, you know, have hard water, soft water, all those different aspects. But we're not talking about kinds of water. What we're really talking about is living water. That's what we're really getting to. And the living water is the changing of what you call the surfactant. It's heavy. It's heavier than what you say water. Now, not quite like a gallon of sweet milk, but, and certainly not quite like buttermilk, because that's got a little more to it. But you'll notice the difference between, say, a tap water, if there's such a thing, and living water. Y'all ready for some of that? Jenny Bell, you ready for some of that, honey?
What's the chemical formula for the living water?
Oh, we didn't say.
Oh, and what about the, okay, so what makes it heavy?
The way the bonds, okay, wait. Actually, what makes it heavy is this one little thing called an icel. But it's really not heavy. It's really not heavy. The environment's getting heavier. You see? So you see what I mean? It's kind of like the thumb. What makes the roast beef cost more per pound? The thumb of the butcher on the scale. That's what makes it cost more. Okay, well, your environment is getting heavier because the half-life of all these things that you're doing to your world. Love it, love it, love it, love it, every bit of it, no problem. More radiation, more radiation, more radiation, more carbon, more carbon, more carbon. Ooh, it's just wonderful. It's fabuloso, we must say. So that is changing the environment. The agar is shifted. When you shift the agar, then you get a different reading of what things are. Amino acids start acting differently. Things start, polarization aren't the same. Omerages will jump in a second over no reason. And you're like, stop, what happened? Whoa, 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 boom. All of a sudden, you hit a certain level. Let's say critical mass. That may not be the best set of words, but it's sure going to do it till you can do better. Shifts to such a degree, those contingent responses that you know to be quote so aren't going to be so anymore. So therefore, the icel in living water makes it, we would like to say, we don't want to say more dense, but it's certainly denser. We want to say it's heavy, but not as heavy as deuterium. Okay, and so far, the bonding in living water, there's no process that you can do at all in even taking in a particle accelerator that you can get the icel back out of the water once it's in living water. Can't do it. It won't.
Coolio.
What's the specific gravity of an icel?
Didn't say. Didn't say, so, no, you can't get that because there's issues that you're kind of working with here.
What about how is the living the polarity of water right now supporting our bodies And how's it going to change?
It's not. It's not. That's why everybody's dehydrated. Do you understand that everybody's got the high blood pressure, hypertension, they dying, blowing up, this, black, lick, black, give a little digger of a dog a bone. Everybody's falling over dying. And Dr. Carolyn Dean is telling people to put damn salt in water and drink it every day. Salt in water. Next thing, he'll be telling you to put butter on crackers and eat it with a salad. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable because the salt is different, meaning the way it applies into the body is different. It has now no effect, causal effect of a systolic pressure shift. It doesn't affect it because you're, as you ask the question, the environment is changing, so you almost require the bit more sodium to balance the electrolytes in the body, in the system. That's the best working example. But do you remember it wasn't so? Well, that was back when a glass of red wine would kill you and then save you and then kill you and then save you. So it is a bit up and down on like a window shade. We give you that. We'll give you that. However, ain't nobody said it's a good idea. Everything you eat is chunk full of salt. We're like lunch meat. We're always ready, but it's everything is salted, packed full of salt. To cure it, save it, make it go, protect it. All that kind of good stuff. But you're getting all the salt you can stand. And yet you're still having to add some salt. Amazing. That's the representation of the conditioned environment shifting and changing. Ooh, honey, you've been practicing. You're on 100% tonight, darling.
Ion, in the beginning of the conversation, you said the amount of hydrogen is changing on the Earth. Is that hydrogen being created,
yes,
being released, being concentrated, all of the above?
Being negatived.
Being negative.
The negative. Being negative.
Which means it's already
because
there. It's just more readily available.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And see, here's the thing. When we say negative, we don't mean less. We just mean it's charged negatively. There's more hydrogen than ever. But see, now, if you have all the hydrogen in the world, if it were negatively charged, it would react differently, wouldn't it? Don't you find it's a little problem that your big farmers having trouble working with their chemicals? Their chemicals aren't working right these days. Hasn't your phone kind of gone crazy lately with people having water trouble just lately? It used to be a little nothing thing. Now it's a great big old thing, over 9-0. Seepage and groundswell and what the earth's kicking back out of the ground. It's pretty incredible. And it's not from some pollution. Gosh, we can't even say it. Why would you even engage it? It's not some Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's issue from a Green Deal that's a joke that's causing some bullshit or frogs to have hemorrhoids or some ridiculous issue that's got to be fixed by pouring Al Green some money on him, another jet, so global warming will be abated. He's making a billionaire out of somebody over some bullshit. It's amazing. But set that aside.
This is even changing wells that are 3,000 feet deep, the water that's
of
down
course.
In permanent
right.
lakes.
Yes.
Permeating.
Yes. Mm. Yes, and that's good, and that's good. That's good. Now, look. Also, what you're noticing is there tends to be a bit more sulfur lately in most of your samples everywhere. If you do a spectrograph, you know, you run it out to see what everything is, see how much strychnine it's going to take to kill the heifer in the big house.
Right.
If they run a spectrograph of the actual water, you're going to find an increase of sulfur kind of across the board because the sulfuric acid, which would be abated from a hydrogen base, remember? Not muriatic acid, but sulfuric acid would be abated. Well, you're changing what abates it, so you're going to have the sulfur and the acidic levels thereof increase a bit. That's
which basically releases more minerals from the surrounding rock and soil.
It can. But see, we're careful. Your words are sound, but we would never use those words. You know why? Because when we use words, it has to be every single time without fail or exception. And you quantitatively, if you're in a soapstone quarry, it's a very different conversation than you in a water in a coal mine. See? So we have to, we can't say what you just said because it doesn't always the case. But generally speaking, as you prescribe, that's exactly the outcome. And that's why all this other stuff that they're using with the fracking, now all of a sudden water is easier to, the earth is giving up its bounty, not from the process, but because the environment is allowing it to flow easier. Now, once you add the ICEL to the water, oh, now that you're changing everything then. All this falling away, basically what's going on, let's take it, now that's sweet by and by. Let's get it down to the dirty here and now. Here's what happens when you start drinking living water. Immediately, first thing you do, these the we say the cobwebs, where you have this when they overload and you're in, your neck's broke from looking at the black mirror and you can't got your little looky box, you're tearing it up on the facial book and the chit chat and the tumblers and all them nasty whatever it is you're doing on the little Uber Snatcher box thing, whatever that is. Oh, a Cheese Radio talk line. Yes, that's what it was. So Cheese Radio, that's right. Okay, whatever you're doing, you're going to find that it's all becomes and starts to shift. Becomes and starts to shift. What happens is your body clears itself. Those cobwebs that you'd have to think about, where did I put my damn keys? Oh, Lord, where did I put my keys? I put my keys over there. They're not there. They're in my pocket. Oh, no. Or you have these glasses on the top of your head and you spend a half a day walking
around. Well, does that mean we're shifting from remembering to knowing?
You are. You are. And the eye cell allows your lipids within the adrenals. Remember we talked about the thalamus and the hypothalamus. Ooh, Dr. Dean's going to jump in just any second. That's all right. She got to. It's all right. But she can, but she don't have to. But what happens is the body's going to start responding. And the knowing will allow those things to kick in. It's like getting that gallbladder back. Well, it was an appendix. No, it was a gallbladder. No, it was an appendix. No, it's both of them. You can grow another one if they've ripped it out. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's all fine. And that tooth's going to be just fine. Don't worry about it. We got that. It's perfect. Don't worry. All right. The body will start to respond in kind because now you're kicking off. You basically, hey, you know what a D12 caterpillar tractor is, a bulldozer?
It's an earth mover.
It is. You know how the only way you get one of them started? If you ain't got the, if you ain't got the glow plugs plugged up for about a week in the thing trying to get the oil warm enough to turn, you got to have about a half a can of ether. You know what ether, the ether
right.
does? You know what the ether does?
So
it opens it up where it can breathe, where it's lighter, so that the gas and the flammability of it can kick off, and that gel fuel you're trying to run through it can actually catch fire. It opens it up, basically. It's a little puff. It's a little amyl nitrate blow up your head kind of a thing
yep.
that allows it to kick things off a little bit. All right. Now, the kicking things off a little bit, once it starts, then it's rumbling. You see, now it's going. So the first thing that happens, it clears your cobwebs out. The next thing that happens is your body starts responding differently. You now no longer can dehydrate. You physically cannot dehydrate. Sweat yourself to death. It don't mean you cannot dehydrate. You have to still have your...
You're drawing water to yourself?
Correct. And you know, like when you open up the bottle of green light and you open it up a couple of times and all of a sudden it's kind of gritty on the top of it,
yep.
that the minerals are actually kind of adhering to the top of the bottle. And that shift, if you notice that, that where it starts to come back to its place into your meat sack body, that's what your meat sack body does. It starts drawing it to itself. It starts activating. And so now many of your issues now that you're fighting fire to have to take care of, you don't have to worry about anymore. You don't have to have issues anymore. Alcohol is a very wonderful diuretic, okay? It can actually remove or, well, you drank enough corn whiskey and you will pee like a racehorse, so just try it. It's just saying. If you need to prove a point, that's a good excuse to do it for. You're proving science. Go get yourself lit. Oh, wait, it's brown party liquor. No, white party. No, brown. Well, early Kyler would know for sure if it's brown or clear party liquor. But the point is you won't lose in your urine stream. You also won't lose your best minerals. A lot of times folks take stuff and they just make very expensive urine. When the ICEL is applied, everything kicks in and you don't lose them. You start using them. Because, see, the strands are going to be rebuilding. And as the strands are rebuilding, it takes more juice. Well, it takes more juice because you got more double helix strands. Well, you got more double helix strands, which makes each cell more dense. Whoa, 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 whoa. What in the hell are you talking about, each cell more dense? That's the reason we didn't give you the specific gravity, and that's the reason we didn't, because you're going to have that to prove you've got an ICEL in your body when you have the difference in parallel. Jenny's got the specific gravity. We gave it to her 1,000 years ago, and she still got it just straight as an arrow. So we're not giving it again. If you won't get us with gossip, you better listen the first time. So that specific point would also be the exact point of the specific gravity of perfect water.
So the person who's ingested either enough or long enough ICEL water, their pee would become closer to, and I'm using a gross word here, you know, distilled water, because you're not getting rid of anything.
Right. It's still sterile. It's still sterile. It's still sterile. And the urinals, what they call urinals, it's going to change that. Where you won't have anything to filter. You see, your liver will be obsolesced. What? No, 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 that's ain't. No, 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 you got to have that. That's the thing that grinds it all through, and your shit goes through the blood. It takes this out and puts the Lord suffering cats. And then the kidneys are capturing it. No, yeah, no, don't worry about all that. You're going to use everything. See, there's not really much nutrition in what you're consuming now, for real. If you don't have your basic completement formulas, you're in a bad way. And your body's just withering away. Basically, shit's falling off of you. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Or people get into a different level. They're starving, so they become morbidly obese because they're starving themselves to death because what they're eating has no value, you see. Mm. So your body's saying, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me. What was that? What's his name? You know his name? Oh, it's fun. He plays the banjo now, but he was a wild and crazy guy. Steve Martin. He had a plant that was just insatiable. He had to eat in a little shop of horrors that would eat itself to death. Seymour would just eat itself to death. That was the thing. What Seymour's trouble was, it wasn't getting any satisfaction. Okay. So now, basically, here's the gist of what's happening. So you got the environment is changing. Your economy, now that includes the media ecology, is changing. Everything is changing. Everybody's rip-roaring, tearing up, and they were actually right on the 12-year plan. If it lasts that long, the 12-year plan might kick in pretty good. It might be over, sure enough, about that. Because now things are in the sort of you call high gear. And those that are coming into their place and they ascend, that 1% that everybody keeps bitching about keeps getting to be bigger. Now they own even more. Now they own almost everything. Now they just found $7 trillion that some bitches has got stuck back somewhere. GQ, guess what? They ain't supposed to be $7 trillion out there. You see, if you run an M1. And they got it hid under their mattress. That's pretty interesting, you see. So now we got more troubles because they got no limited cap on how this works. And they keep taking it away from the rich people, and they keep getting it back, and they keep taking it away from the rich people, and they keep getting it back. So they don't mind you taking it because they're going to get it right back. It's no problem. That indifference or that split is coming, and it's going to happen because these resources have to be available for the kingdom. You're going to become kingdom seekers. Kingdom seekers. That's what's happening now. Because you're looking for your realm or your reign. So they laid out, the oligarchs laid it out for the Habsburgs and the Turning Texans and all the Bob C.K. Secret Council of T and C.K. Elliott and C.K. Elliott. He laid it all out. And Wyndham Lewis even told you all about it and the details thereof and what was going to happen and how the oligarchs was all in the business of what represented what. Part of prosperity. What represented what part of prosperity? All right. in the tiny note chart, if y'all get lost, you don't have to listen to us. We ain't no good at this. We've not done this really before. So just check with the tiny note chart. If you've done your homework, you've already done that. Isn't that nice to be prepared for class when it opens? Ooh, it's a wonderful thing. All right. Now, your body starts shifting and changing. The world is shifting and changing. And now these people are learning how to speak to the angels. All of a sudden. And I just got to let everybody know, if y'all ain't noticed it yet in your little world, the earth's going bat shit crazy. Bat shit crazy. You heard us? You heard me? You heard me? Bat shit crazy. People, most incredible things you ever seen in your life. You can't believe it. Take enough drugs to founder of elephant, and they walk right through it and they don't even kill them. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what their people is doing there. They've lost all sense of what normalcy could be. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Lost in space. Because what happens is the world's shifting and changing. Then the gods step up. They'll be God. They'll become God. And then all this other stuff will fade away. They're going to die. Father, bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Y'all have no idea. We keep saying it. But then we all didn't believe us when we said California was going to burn neither, when we said it was going to burn paradise. And poor Joplin, Missouri, and the Mississippi the wrong way, and water covering the big toe of the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island. Yep, yep, yep. You know, it don't change. It don't change. All right. The point that this rolls of the shift, the capacity, is it's forcing GQ many to come on into the place of ascension. Now it's the cart's chasing the horse a little bit. See, but now it's the rumblings. The rocks are starting to cry out. Jenny Bell knows about it. The rocks are starting to give a little essence. Don't get your Geiger counter on them rocks lately. They're getting hot. They're all getting hot now, finally. So what happens is it ushers in the kingdom. It ushers in the kingdom. And that's how that applies. So the water is the first part that has to, that's what comes first. The water comes before the blood. The water. When the spear of destiny pierced Jesus' side, remember that's the process that we're trying to learn. He's the ascension. When they pierced him, the water around the pericardium flowed first. Then the blood. So the water's first, then the blood. Yep. This is my body, shed for you and for many. Mm-hmm. Be great fun. So did that answer that question of how it's changing and what media ecology means, how polarity works, the change in water, the change in the environment, how the acids are changing and muriatic acid won't clean your cement pond no more, and how baking soda is good for your gut? Yep, that pretty much did it. Okay, yep. Good. Let's go to the beach, Bob.